This is WSKG News. The next frontier for recycling in New York State is food. Large generators of food waste might have to compost if a rule is passed in the upcoming state budget. But as WSKG's Brett Jaspers reports, they'd need a place to put all of those banana peels.
In upstate New York, finding a composter isn't so easy.
This is the rotary digester. As I said, it's 14 feet in diameter, 180 feet long.
The rotary digester is the crown jewel of Delaware County's composting facility. It's a huge pipe that breaks down the organic stuff before the non-recycled plastics and other contaminants are filtered out. Plant manager Andy Zook gets calls from haulers leaving New York City and elsewhere asking, can he take in their food scraps too? He says no. Delaware County doesn't want to get overloaded. The facility is already operating at around 80% of capacity.
We're feeding this 7 days a week, 10 hours a day. If there's a breakdown somewhere, I can't feed for a day. All the feedstock backs up.
But upstate New York might soon need a lot more composting capacity. Governor Andrew Cuomo is proposing a new rule for places that generate at least 2 tons of food waste a week, like hospitals and arenas. Starting in 2021, they'd have to donate any excess edible food, if possible, then send the rest to a composter if there's one within 50 miles. Grade schools would be exempt. The Cuomo administration says it's a way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from food decomposing in a landfill.
It's kind of common sense to people. They understand very easily that you don't want to waste food.
Sally Rowland heads up recycling of organic materials at the Department of Environmental Conservation.
Maybe people don't always realize how much is being wasted. 40% of the food that's produced in the United States ends up being wasted.
Not at Binghamton University, one of the state's 1,700 large generators of food waste. The school's dining halls compost all their food scraps. It's been composting for over a decade, according to resource recovery manager Martin LaRocca.
We've actually removed garbage cans from inside the dining halls, so we don't tempt people to just throw stuff out when they're in a rush.
The campus puts out about 3 tons of food waste each week during the fall and spring semesters. BU has a good arrangement with a Pennsylvania farm and composter owned by one of the campus chefs. But LaRocca's looked for a backup just in case. He didn't find one. He thinks there are places to take the waste, but they're pricey.
So Binghamton University is kind of at a tipping point where we're large enough that we require a more industrial-sized composter to be able to handle our material, but we're small enough that we can't justify the cost for a larger entity to come to campus and pick up directly from us.
Student workers do a lot of the hauling now, which saves money. Cost is a factor into the decision whether or not to compost. Sally Rowland at the DEC says sending food to a landfill is still relatively inexpensive. With this proposed mandate, the state's pushing a bigger compost market that hasn't sprouted on its own.
We've been in this kind of chicken and egg scenario where we have a lot of large generators interested in sustainability and recycling their food scraps, and we have companies interested in developing facilities, but we need something to kind of spark to bring those two together.
So the proposal would make grants available to start or expand a facility. And if you're a composter, you need a reliable supply, like from the big businesses and colleges affected by this mandate. Cole Rosengren is a writer at the trade magazine Waste Dive.
You know, it's useful to them to know how much they can expect and what type of stuff they can expect. And so anyway, that's why we're seeing states start in this place. It's sort of the low-hanging fruit.
You might call it the low-hanging banana peels or the low-hanging coffee grounds. Okay, that's enough. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.